Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm delighted to be joined by Alan Ross, Senior Principal Engineer at Intel. Welcome, Alan.
Hi, Allison. Thanks for having me.
So, Alan, just to get the conversation started, why don't you describe what your scope of focus is as a Senior Principal Engineer at Intel?
Some of the work that I had been previously doing in Intel IT and my team had been doing around delivering analytics and intelligence to help improve cybersecurity at Intel around threat intelligence, threat response, incident response and investigations have led me over to the Cloud Platforms Group to look at the intersection of security and big data. So it's been pretty interesting for me to make the move from traditional IT to a product group. We're actually looking to deliver solutions that will help companies and other organizations adopt new compute models such as containers, software-defined infrastructure, hybrid cloud, and composable hardware like our rack scale architecture.
When you take a look at all of the data that's being created, what are the opportunities around analytics in particular, and what do you see as some of the hurdles that the industry needs to overcome to get enterprise to be able to adopt the value from all of these analytics?
There were a few things that we found both via customer research and through my own travels with the field talking to end users of Intel products in the data center. And one of the challenges they have in terms of adopting new technologies is really visibility and control. Because as an IT practitioner or operator, you want to ensure that you have the highest level of visibility into your environment so that you feel you've got the right level of control. And as a security officer, you want to know, where's my data, how's it being used, and how do I know that? And so it became quite apparent that analytics moving forward, they're going to be critical to the success of compute for every enterprise. So with that in mind, we started looking at what some of the other challenges were with some of these new data sets. And one of the first ones we came across was really the issue of scale, where traditionally enterprises or organizations would be used to dealing with millions or maybe even hundreds of millions of pieces of telemetry or information a day. We're finding that through the use of these new compute models, we're seeing things go into the billions or even the tens of billions. And quite frankly, this is a bit staggering, but I can see a point in time where a large enterprise or organization might need to look at a trillion pieces of information a day. And this is really just around how you operate your compute environment.
When you talk to CIOs that are trying to build the right compute frameworks to take advantage of this, where do you think we are in that evolution? And what's the top concern on folks' minds?
From an evolution perspective, we're very early in the adoption of any kind of big data solutions for operational aspects or security aspects of a data center. You know, people are embarking on big data projects primarily around sales and marketing, manufacturing, quality, validation. So applying some of those same techniques to the data center is a fairly new concept. We think some of the biggest hurdles are you don't want to have to hire a team of data scientists, because right now data scientists are at a premium in the industry and difficult to attract and retain. And so one of the things that we're looking at within our Cloud Platforms group is how can we create analytic applications that abstract the data science from the analyst? So we can take a security analyst working in a security operations center, give them some visualizations and some tools that are the result of analytics developed by a data scientist, but they don't have to be a data scientist to interpret the results. But I think the biggest hurdles are really around expertise, some of the newness of the technology, being able to get them into an enterprise and have them meet service level agreements that enterprises are used to having remains a challenge. So Intel's trying to figure out ways to tackle some of those challenges.
Why is Intel such a critical player in this space? And what might surprise people in terms of our technology roadmap beyond just thinking of us as the provider of the performance that will actually deliver all of this insight?
Compute growth in the data center is going to be tied hand in hand with things like high performance computing, which we've had a focus on, but also big data. And being able to collect, aggregate, normalize, process, visualize, and act upon that data is sort of the new fuel of the 21st century. And so as we rationalized that, we thought, wow, we really need to put some of our key energy and resources into developing solutions for this. So we made a fairly significant investment in Cloudera, which is a commercial and open source Hadoop provider, big data services. And we've also been developing some analytic algorithms and approaches on our own. You don't think of Intel as a provider of machine learning algorithms or graph analytic toolkits or analytic acceleration libraries, but we're doing all of that. We're also doing some very exciting work in terms of creating analytics platform as a service. And that's something that you'll see announced in our Intel Developer Forum timeframe in August, is that we've been really kind of working hard behind the scenes on an analytics platform as a service. And we see that that's going to have great benefit to the marketplace in terms of being able to flexibly adopt and expose new algorithms and models and applications that really expose data to end users.
When you look at all the use cases for this, what are the ones that excite you the most in terms of how you see organizations looking at these new analytics capabilities and changing the way that they actually drive their decisions?
It's very interesting, things like retail, Internet of Things, sensors, wearables, oil and gas industry for exploration. I think for me, there are a couple of areas that I'm personally passionate about. One would be how the world can collaborate and solve medical problems, allow doctors to make much more well-informed decisions or ask better questions in a more timely fashion. I think the second one is really how we as a country or even as a world prepare for disasters and respond to emergency situations such as weather, earthquakes, and other natural disasters. The thing I'm most passionate about from a data center perspective is really identifying new threats and attacks, understanding where those threats and attacks are coming from, and being able to make better informed risk decisions about where we place intellectual property, key data elements, where we focus our protection, and exposing through this advanced telemetry and analytics views to security threat intelligence that we've never had before.
What is our objective in terms of collaboration, and where do you see needed solution collaboration from across the industry to deliver the core technology components to make these advanced analytics possible?
If we think about the security vector just for a minute, the attackers are very well funded, very well motivated, and one organization on its own would have difficulty detecting and preventing and correcting from any kind of attack that would come from a well-organized and well-funded adversary. So if we think about that, we need to come together as an industry and share information about threat intelligence so that others can benefit from it, and believe that creation of things like shared threat intelligence repositories and near real-time sharing of information will help raise all boats in the industry and help protect all organizations against this type of cyber attack that we've been seeing more and more prevalently.
If folks wanted to learn more about the security technologies present around protection of data and what exists today, what needs to exist tomorrow, where would you suggest they find out more?
Intel Security is a good place to start. I believe that some of the industry alliances, such as the Cloud Security Alliance, offer a unique lens into cloud controls matrix and types of capabilities you'd like to see in your cloud service provider to help protect your security. There's also the NIST has a series of standards and papers that can be used as well to evaluate the risk of your environment and to look at the controls you might want to put in place to protect information.
How can folks engage with you if they want to continue the conversation?
I can be reached at Alan, A-L-A-N, at intel.com, or I'll be speaking at the Intel Developer Forum in August, and we will also be demonstrating some of the solutions that we're working on around big data analytics.
Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.